So Gideon Forman, if we know how hard it is to prove something actually causes cancer, mm-hmm. when politicians, bureaucrats, policymakers are trying to decide whether something should be regulated or even banned, where should the burden of proof lie? How do you deal with this issue?
Yeah, it's an excellent question. I mean, as a physicians organization, we say we have to err on the side of protecting public health. So the burden has to be on the side of industry to prove that their products are safe. And of course, the way it is in society, unfortunately now, for the most part, is that it's the other way around. That until the bodies start piling up, it's considered, okay, we think it has to be reversed. Industry has to prove that their products are not carcinogenic. Otherwise, we should be banning a lot of those things. And when there's good preliminary evidence, as there is in the case of pesticides, as there is in the case of formaldehyde, for example, as there is in the case of asbestos. In these sorts of things, we should absolutely be banning now because there's enough evidence to take public policy action.
Well, and we have made tough regulations on the use of asbestos in Canada, have we not? Because of links to...
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's not used in Canada, but it can still be mined here and it can still be exported. So unfortunately, our organization and others, the Canadian Cancer Society and others, are trying to stop the mining and export of asbestos.
And that's a very good clarification. You're saying it should be on the industry to prove something does not cause cancer. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. That's right. Let them prove it's safe.
What do you think of that, Mario Chevrette?
Well, I think it's great on paper, if you want. The problem that we have there is that how would you prove that something does not give you cancer if we have a hard time to prove that it gives you cancer? So it's the other part of the medals, if you want. And I fully agree that, you know, asbestos and the other compound that were mentioned there should be banned due to the link that we already have. But this being said, I'm not sure that any industry will be able to, well, and let's assume that tomorrow Industry A has a new product that wants to put in the market and show you data that indeed show that that product is not cancer, is not increasing the risk of cancer. I'm not sure that you will have human population studies that will be able to give you that. And we all know that animal studies are not always panning out in human studies. So what will you expect from those industry? I mean, what tests will you use?